Hello, I'm Garrett Godfrey, and welcome to the Crowdfunding Christian Music Podcast, where I'll help you find and fund the music you love. This is episode 13, recorded Thursday, April 30th of 2015. We're going to be looking at some current campaigns by Angela Busick, Nick Flora, Tom Young, Von Bora, and an update on Jacob Wright. And I promise I didn't realize those rhymed until I just said it. I hope you enjoy the show and find something you can fund. Okay, so let's get right to it. It is a beautiful sunny day here in Phoenix, Arizona. And so I decided, let's go ahead and just do this outdoors. As far as campaigns go, let's get right to it. First up is Angela Busick. She's from Baltimore, Maryland, and has been writing songs for the last 17 years. She's raising money through a Kickstarter campaign for a 5-song EP named Awaken the Worshipper. Let's watch her campaign video.
Everybody, this is Angela Busick. I've been writing songs for 17 years. I've always loved music, and I've been singing since I was a kid. I've also been in love with God since I was 3 years old. God has inspired me to write songs that glorify Him and that bring people closer to Him. And so here I am at Omni One Production Studio in Baltimore, Maryland. My dream and goal is to record and make available in the form of a digital album 5 songs that I've written. And this project is going to be called Awaken the Worshipper. In order for this to happen, I need help from people like you. So I pass through the barrier. Your money will go toward the producing, recording, mixing, mastering, and even the promoting of the project. And we have great rewards for your gifts. We have some original artwork from a local published artist, Alfred Rommel. And given the right amount of donation, I'll even write a song based on the topic of your choice. And what's really cool as a reward is we're going to have some official Awaken the Worshipper merchandise. So please see the details on this page concerning the gifts that we have for you. Thanks.
Now, she's looking to raise $3,400, and while Kickstarter only shows her at halfway there, if you look at her Facebook page, she actually said she's 71% towards reaching the goal and only has less than $1,000 to go. So, looks like that is going right along. So this has 11 days left. This campaign ends May 11th, and I couldn't find any other samples of her music on the campaign page or her Facebook page besides what we heard in the video, but her voice reminds me a lot of, like, Jamie Eichler from The Violet Burning and My Brother's Mother, which is nice. So if you look down in the rewards section, $10 gets you the early digital downloads of the songs. For $25, you get those 5 MP3s as a download early, plus you get a video link to watch the video of the acoustic version of Barriers. That's the song that we were listening to, plus an autographed PDF of the album design. And then there are more offers as well. So if this sounds like something you could get behind, would be interested in, hit up the show notes for the link to the project if you back it, or even if you just want to help her get more visibility, post it on Facebook, tweet about it, spread the word, and let folks know that Angela Busick is working on a worship project. Okay, so next up is Nick Flora. And Nick is an indie songwriter, singer, podcaster out of Nashville, Tennessee. He's got 3 albums out already. One of them was also crowdfunded and a couple cover EPs. And I've got links to his Bandcamp page where you can listen to all of them and buy them as soon as you're done backing his project. And or you can head over to Noise Trade and pick up some of his stuff for free or leave a tip. So I'll cover those in a little bit. Right now, he's got a Kickstarter campaign going to raise funds for a new trio of EPs. So let's watch his campaign video. Okay, let's try that again.
Is there like a hum? Hi. Hi, now I get to. Is that humming? Hi, my name is Nick Flora and I'm an independent musician out of Nashville, Tennessee. One of the downsides of being an indie artist is that you have all these ideas for projects, but not really the money or the time to get them all done in the time frame that you hope for. But one of the great things about being an indie artist is you get to collaborate with the people who enjoy your music the most to make it happen and really get the ball rolling. We have the privilege of working together to make a reality of something that otherwise might get caught up in red tape, and just might not happen at all. And that's an amazing thing, and one that I definitely don't take for granted. So, I have the next three musical projects mapped out, and actually the first one is already has the ball rolling with the songs written and the pre-production has already started. But I need your help to make these ideas become a reality. So instead of making three similar, but kind of different sounding albums over the next course of, I guess, 6 years or so, I would rather, trim the fat and make three EPs that sort of sonically encapsulate those ideas and put them out over the course of a year. Yes, the title is a Back to the Future reference, which immediately makes it more awesome. Also, the songs I've been writing for it deal a lot with time travel, and not really in the literal sense, unfortunately, but a lot of the ways that we sort of, focus on things in the pain of the past and sort of worry about the future, and then the constant struggle to be present. The second EP is actually a Christmas collaboration with my friend and frequent collaborator, Stacey Lance. We went on a Christmas tour this past year, which was really fun, and we tried out some new songs we wrote, and we decided that they were good enough to maybe put on record and send out to you guys. So we are making this EP in the fall, and hopefully will come out around the time when you're ready for Christmas music. And lastly, I wanted to put out a record that was sort of bare bones production for a while ago now, like acoustic guitar and piano and voices, and I love those elements put together sonically, and just when you strip it down to the core of what the song is, when you feel like you're 3 feet away from the artist and you're really hearing the song almost in the way that it was written. And a lot of the songs I've been writing for that are a little bit more personal, a little bit more family stories, like I've done in the past. And, I just wanted to fill this EP with a lot of heart and stories and honesty. So, what's all the money for? That's a great question. All the money going into these EPs are to cover production costs, the producer, the engineer, the players, a lot of that kind of stuff, I'm not taking any money from this at all. It all goes completely into the projects to make them the best they can and hopefully be something that you want to listen to for a long time. All the incentives are laid out on this page, everything from the digital copy of the EP to the actual physical copy pledge to have a house show at your place or a Skype show if you don't really want to have me there in person, which is understandable. I eat a lot. Everything to have you can have your name on each EP as the physical EP as the executive producer. Plus, I'm making some Kickstarter backer only T-shirts and poster prints. Basically, I want to make as much new music as possible, so spreading roughly 18 songs across three EPs, which is essentially like you're getting two full albums, seemed like the best way to do it. And to span that over the cross of the next year or so, it seemed like an exciting and challenging but fun project. So please pledge whatever you can. remember that you also that you don't get charged when you pledge, but only if the project becomes fully funded. And it only becomes fully funded if we reach our goal. If it doesn't, then all the money goes away, which would be really sad. So let's not do that. Thanks so much for watching this video. I know it's really hard to watch videos on the internet that don't involve baby kittens or small animals in some sort of way. So thank you for watching this whole video. Here's one of my favorite videos of kittens riding a Roomba. Bye.
So he's looking to raise $12,000. He's 25% of the way there with two more weeks to go. This campaign ends May 16th. And I just want to point out his last album, The Reintroduction of Nick Flora, had been successfully crowdfunded. And if you go to his Bandcamp page, that project, The Reintroduction of Nick Flora, I'm going to play a little bit of that song for us here.
This is the reconstruction. This is the 2.0. This is the introduction. Things that we thought we'd know. But now, oh, oh, oh. This is the fight we started. The one that we just can't quit. This is the spark ignited.
And if you head over to Noise Trade, he's actually got two albums and a small compilation, kind of an introduction, that are available. And the way Noise Trade works, their music is up here. Once you click on an album, like, say, The Reintroduction of, you can just leave your email address and zip code so you've got an idea where fans are. And you can leave a tip. So if you want to say, wow, thanks a lot for putting your music out there, if you don't want to leave a tip, that's fine as well. So I'll have the links to the Bandcamp page where you can buy it immediately, the Noise Trade page where you can get it free or with a tip. And on his own website, he's actually got a couple cover albums, and he does a really fun cover of You're the One That I Want and Where Is My Mind and a couple other great song, so definitely worth checking out. He also is the guy behind the podcast who writes this stuff, which I had not heard of yet until I was researching for this, and I heard a great interview with the Vespers, and so his podcast is now on my regular subscription list. You definitely ought to check it out. So anyway, back to his campaign page. If we scroll down and look at the rewards, basically, for $15, you get downloads of all three EPs before they officially release. For $25, you get the digital downloads plus signed copies of the EPs before they release. And then there are more reward levels, including the exclusive t-shirts and posters he'd mentioned, guest spots on his podcast, and more. So if this sounds like something you might be into, hit up the show notes for the link to the campaign page, the Bandcamp page, the Noise Trade page, the website, the podcast, etc. If you back it, or even if you just want to let folks know about it and get him more visibility, post it on Facebook, tweet about it, spread the word, and let folks know about Nick Flora and the EP projects that he is working on. Okay, next up is Tom Young. He's also living in Nashville and working on an EP. Let's watch his campaign video where he talks about it, and we'll be able to hear one of his songs.
Welcome. So I've been in Nashville now for about 7 months. Nashville's been awesome. Really excited to do this project there, especially with Andy Hunt, producer. I've been able to have some of my closest friends growing up here in North Carolina with me to work on this project. It's a big reason why I'm so excited to make this record, because You know, Greg Herndon and I have been writing songs together since we were 15 in his basement. Couldn't ask for really a better way to make a record. So this is where I need your help. Where your money would go is to studio time, mixing and mastering, and musicians. So for only $100, you can have this stick. I'll even carve your name into it. It's a good stick.
Looking to raise $8,000, and he's already raised $2,500 with two more weeks left. This campaign ends May 19th. Now, if you look down at the rewards, you'll see that $15 gets you a digital copy of the EP plus a bonus track that won't actually be included on the EP. For $25, you get a signed copy of the EP and a video of a song that's not featured on the EP, and then more reward levels, including t-shirts and posters and other things. If that sounds like something you'd be into, hit up the show notes for the links to the campaign page. If you back it, or even if you just want to help him get more visibility, post about it on Facebook, tweet about it, spread the word, and let folks know about Tom Young and his EP project. Next up is Von Bora, and they lead worship at their individual churches, but they've come together for this project as Von Bora to put out some music for possible placement, like on TV or film, focused on truth, love, and life. Let's watch their Kickstarter campaign video, hear more about them and their campaign.
Hi guys, we're here at Love and Laughter Studios in Anaheim, California. I brought you here to talk about Von Bora, our new project. Along with Omar, Karina, and myself, we've spent over a year songwriting.
Si escucha en la noche.
For the past year, we've been coming here to the studios to work with our good friend and producer, Joey Arregui. Hoping to really perfect our craft in songwriting and to produce music that speaks of truth, love, life, really combines those with contagious hooks, really awesome lyric. The purpose for this project is to create music that is not only performance ready, but also professionally and broadcast quality ready for TV and film placement. In fact, we've already licensed our music for a documentary at a children's hospital and have had the opportunity to pitch our music for sitcoms. We already have a catalog of songs that we've written, produced, and have not yet been able to record, but this is where you come in. Our dedication and commitment, paired with your investment, will allow us the opportunity to bring life to this project. We've put together a list of rewards to really say thank you and showing our appreciation for your investment. In fact, one of our favorite rewards that we put together is the opportunity for you to come and join us here at Love and Laughter Studios for our recording project. We're excited to have you come along with us on this journey, and we'd love for you to join our mailing list by visiting vonborathetheband.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. And please, share this Kickstarter campaign with someone else.
So if you head over to their SoundCloud page, and I'll include the links in the show notes, they've got a couple samples here, and they're also linked on the main page on their campaign, but I want to play a couple samples.
Suddenly offering a glimpse of joy, you bring me back to my home, a glimmer of light.
So, back on their campaign page, they're looking to raise $10,000, and they are almost 10% of the way there. They still have another couple weeks to go. This doesn't close until May 20th. So if you scroll down and look at the rewards on the right, you'll see for $10 or more, you can get the digital download of their current acoustic recordings and an early release download of the first single from the new project. For $25, you get the download of the current acoustic recordings and an early download of the entire new project once it's completed. And there are some more reward levels. Now, I didn't see any that included physical media, either for CDs or vinyl. So it appears that this is all digital. So if this is something you would be interested in or into, definitely hit up the show notes for the links to the campaign page and the SoundCloud page if you back it, or if you just want to help them get more visibility. Post it on Facebook, tweet about it, spread the word, and let folks know about the Von Bora and their new project. And normally I like to take a look back at a campaign that's closed and provide an update. Tonight's update is regarding Jacob Wright and his worship EP, The Earth Awakening to Heaven. Now, this campaign had closed back in January of 2015, and I just got my CD in the mail. Also, if you missed out on the campaign and you're interested in checking out his music, right now you've got a chance to pick up the whole EP for free over at Noise Trade. So, I will include the link in the show notes. Head over to Noise Trade. You can listen to the whole thing. You can pick it up for free or for a tip, and definitely send some money his way. But I'd like to play a snippet of one of the tracks for you so you can see what it's like.
Creation awaits in expectation. Every time I sing in adoration, glory is above and is about to break. Jesus, the magnificent obsession, your love awakening a generation. You promised you would pour your spirit out like rain. Lift your
So those are the campaigns for the week. And I'm Garrett Godfrey. I hope you had a great week, but I do want you to stick around for just a couple more things. If you liked the theme song at the beginning of the show and the one I play at the end, it's Hypostatic Union by a group out of South Africa named The X Structure. And all their music right now is Name Your Price over at Bandcamp. And of course, the link is in the show notes. Head over, stream their songs, see which is worth to you, buy some of their music, and include a note that you heard about it on the Crowdfunding Christian Music Podcast. And don't forget to head over to the Crowdfunding Christian Music Podcast website, where you can listen to all the episodes. You'll find all the show notes. You'll see a calendar that has all the campaigns so you can find out about them before they expire. Nothing worse than finding out the band you like had an opportunity that slipped away. For instance, The Prayer Chain. If you didn't get in on their opportunity to get the reissue of Mercury on double vinyl, you just have a couple more days. So you'd see that on the calendar and say, oh, I better take care of that right away. Also on the website, we've got a submission form where you can tell us stuff that we should know about. So that's any kind of feedback on the website, on the podcast, on a campaign that I ought to cover that I haven't. And of course, at the top, you've got the Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus and YouTube shortcuts. You can like the show. You can subscribe to the show. You can find it everywhere. Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you do find it. Definitely leave me a rating and a review if you don't mind. If you like the show, let folks know. Spread the word. I'd love to hear how you found out about the show. If this is your first time, stick around for a couple more episodes. See what you think. And you can reach me at feedback@crowdfundingchristianmusic.com. Message me on Twitter @theotherCCM or use that submission form on the website. I'm Garrett Godfrey. That's it for the week, and I hope you have a great one. Bye. Woo-hoo!